Getting Through Tough Times, Part 3, God's Supply in Times of Financial Challenges, by Peter Amsterdam.
We can all recall how very challenging the time of the pandemic was regarding the impact it had on many people's financial stability, employment, regular income, and support for mission projects. We probably all know people who lost their jobs. Possibly some of you reading this were laid off from your job or your work hours were drastically reduced. Perhaps the fundraising activities that regularly provided for you and your family on the mission field were curtailed. It can be very stressful when you have financial commitments and you don't know where the money will come from. In fact, you might have had increased expenses in recent years due to helping out family members, friends, and needy people in your community. And the effects of inflation have been felt worldwide. Maybe you had been trying to save money little by little, but you have had to spend from your meager savings and hence are lacking a buffer for your emergencies. For those of you who are involved in mission works with the poor and needy, you are face to face with hunger, extreme poverty, and have been dealing with the many difficulties of ministering to those who are in such grave predicaments. Some countries where members have fruitful mission works are experiencing unprecedented political unrest, protests, violence, and chaos. These and other factors can quickly bring about financial strain and challenges, which we all know can create a huge amount of stress and fear of the future. There is also vicarious stress that you can experience when hearing about the difficulties of other people you know or even don't know. Even just reading the headlines can affect your spirit and peace of mind. During difficult times of trouble, we can find encouragement for the future by looking to the past, as the authors of the Bible so often did in their writings. Just as they found hope in God's works in the past, we can encourage ourselves in the Lord by reflecting on His faithfulness in our lives in the past and reminding ourselves of how God has come through for us before. We each have a deep and meaningful history of trusting the Lord through our many years of following Jesus, pioneering and living on foreign fields, winning souls and training new disciples, having and raising children, learning new languages and customs, and making ends meet in a variety of circumstances, we have each gathered a bucket load of testimonies of how God has never failed us and has come through for us every time. It has not always been an easy journey, and we have all experienced times of testing, pain, and loss. But God has worked all things together for good in ways both seen and unseen, and we can look back and see His mighty hand at work over and over to provide for us. A family member shared with me about a new personal project she started, in which she is creating two lists. One list, called Outstanding Miracles, is a compilation of all the amazing things the Lord has done in her life over the years. The other list is called Everyday Grace and Loving Kindness. It's a day-to-day accounting of the Lord's touches of love, open doors, answers to prayer, etc. The little things that show her that God is present in her life and taking care of her. She started these two lists when she was experiencing a particularly difficult time to remind herself that the Lord has never failed her. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I was reminded by this of the well-known story about Corrie ten Boom. One night, 3 days before Betsy died, while sleeping next to her sister in the cot they shared at Ravensbrück concentration camp, she said, "Are you awake, Corrie?" Corrie, "Yes, you wakened me." Betsy, "I had to. I need to tell you what God has said to me." Corrie, there is so much bitterness. We must tell them that the Holy Spirit will fill their hearts with God's love. We will travel the world, bringing the gospel to all, our friends as well as our enemies. Corrie, to all the world? But that will take much money. Betsy, yes, but God will provide. We must do nothing else but bring the gospel, and He will take care of us. After all, He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. If we need money, we will just ask the Father to sell a few cows. Corrie, what a privilege to travel the world and be used by the Lord Jesus. Reading this story brought to mind once again the blessing of remembering God's goodness to us in the past. I have a dear friend who frequently refers to Corrie ten Boom as she says with a twinkle in her eye, "Okay, Lord, it's time to have a cattle sale again." I'm sure you've had many conversations in which someone says enthusiastically, "Remember when?" and then goes on to tell an amazing testimony of the Lord's supply, open doors, healing, or intervention. It's good for our spirits to bring to remembrance the ways the Lord has led and guided us and how He has blessed our lives. It reminds us that what has happened before can happen again. The Lord has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We can count on Him and His promises to provide for us today and every day. Praise the Lord. Of course, with each new challenge we face, we need to commit our situation to the Lord and seek Him for His solutions. As we take all our burdens and challenges to Him and lay them at His feet, we can claim His promises that He will keep us in perfect peace and give us rest because we're trusting in Him. We can trust that when we cast our burdens on the Lord, He will sustain us and will never suffer us to be moved. Of course, we may need to ask the Lord for ways to change our approach or consider adjustments to meet the particular circumstances of the times we are living in. Maria and I have been very encouraged to read of the different ways that many of you have adapted your ministries in light of the changing landscape of the world today, in order to continue to minister to others and raise support. We are impressed by how, despite your own challenges, so many of you have continued to reach out and give to others. What a beautiful example of innovation, faith, and perseverance. God bless you. It's very encouraging to see how the Lord is coming through for members around the world. And if you're currently in need, He'll do it for you too. Pray, keep knocking on doors, try new things, and trust that He will make a way. We have His promise that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Maria and I also want to express how very grateful we are for how you have continued to give your tithes and offerings, even during difficult times. We are so grateful, as that has made it possible for TFI services to continue to provide inspirational posts, audios, and other tools for your ministries to others. Thank you for your generous giving. Jesus said, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." We pray that as you continue to give, the Lord will give back to you abundantly. A skill that we have all developed over the years serving the Lord is frugality. We have the advantage of knowing how to economize and be saving. Our background has taught us how to do more with less. We can adjust and acclimate faster than people who have not had as varied a life experience as we have. We have learned to abound and abase, and to trust in the Lord for His supply in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Many members, even former members, have commented that they have found that this shared life experience has helped them to be more resilient. What we have learned in challenging times, by the grace of God, will serve us well in the future. If you find yourself in a difficult position financially, make sure to share your prayer requests with others. Maria and I are keeping you in our prayers for the Lord's continued supply. May we all take courage in the Lord's promises, knowing that God has always come through for us in the past, and His promise still holds true that He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Sometimes I like to think about the lives of Christian greats from times past. One person whom I draw a lot of encouragement from is George Mueller, whose story is familiar to us all. George Mueller, 1805 to 1898, was a Christian missionary evangelist and a coordinator of orphanages in Bristol, England. Through his faith and prayers, and without asking for money, he had the privilege of helping over 120,000 orphan children. He also travelled over 200,000 miles by ship to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in 42 countries and to challenge believers about world missions and trusting God. In his journals, Mueller recorded miracle after miracle of God's provision and answered prayer. That's an amazing legacy. I'd like to highlight one such miracle. One morning, all the plates and cups and bowls on the table were empty. There was no food in the larder and no money to buy food. The children were standing, waiting for their morning meal, when Mueller said, "Children, you know we must be in time for school." Then, lifting up his hands, he prayed, "Dear Father, we thank Thee for what Thou art going to give us to eat." There was a knock at the door. The baker stood there and said, "Mr. Mueller, I couldn't sleep last night. Somehow I felt you didn't have bread for breakfast, and the Lord wanted me to send you some. So I got up at 2 a.m. and baked some fresh bread, and have brought it." Mr. Mueller thanked the baker, and no sooner had he left when there was a second knock at the door. It was the milkman. He announced that his milk cart had broken down right in front of the orphanage, and he would like to give the children his cans of fresh milk so he could empty his wagon and repair it. Here is a message from George Mueller's writings that can speak to the heart of each of us. My dear Christian reader, will you not try this way? Will you not know for yourself the preciousness and the happiness of this way of casting all your cares and burdens and necessities upon God? This way is as open to you as to me. Everyone is invited and commanded to trust in the Lord, to trust in Him with all his heart, and to cast his burden upon Him, and to call upon Him in the day of trouble. Will you not do this, my dear brethren in Christ? I long that you may do so. I desire that you may taste the sweetness of that state of heart in which, while surrounded by difficulties and necessities, you can yet be at peace, because you know that the living God, your Father in heaven, cares for you. God has never failed us. We each have a rich treasure chest of memories of the innumerable times when He came through for us. Let's not forget what God has done for us in the past, and let's allow our experience of His faithfulness to strengthen our faith for what He's going to do in the future. God bless and keep you. I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging for bread. Psalm 37:25. Since he did not spare even his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, won't he also surely give us everything else? Romans 8, 32.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.